fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. The cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done.
Okay, good morning, everybody. If you can tell by that, that's Dana Lyons, Cows with Guns. Kind of related to this morning's topic here on Connections. I'm your host this morning, Roger Wendell, and that topic is milk, the deadly poison. My guest is Robert Cohen, who did research in psychoneuroendocrinology during the 1970s on the hormonal effects on the brain and behavior. In 1994, Robert Cohen, the father of three, became concerned about the most controversial drug approval in FDA history, the genetically engineered bovine growth hormone that is now in our milk supply. Cohen is director of the Dairy Education Board and author of three books, Milk, the Deadly Poison, Milk A through Z, and God's Nutritionist. Robert Cohen, good morning. Welcome to Connections.
Good morning. Did you happen to hear that Jim Hightower lead into the show, calling those wild Beverly Hill cows rambling sirloins to be? I prefer to call them triple bypass futures, or how about angioplasty seeds?
It sounds like an entire program just waiting to be heard here on Connections. But anyway, welcome to the show this morning.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
And looking forward to listener participation later on in the show by calling 303-442-4242. And just a little side note here, I invited folks from gotmilk.com, drinkmilk.com, the American Dairy Association and Dairy Council.
Wonderful, the bus people.
Western Dairy Farmers Promotion Association, headquartered right here in Thornton, Colorado. They almost agreed to come on board, but changed their mind, said they didn't want to appear at the same.
They said, watch The Wizard of Oz and get a little bit of courage.
They didn't want to. They said specifically they didn't want to appear with you at the same time.
I don't blame them. I wouldn't want to appear with me, because I bring a lot of scientific facts to the table, not those silly milk mustache heads.
And we're going to talk about that as well. We also invited the Food and Drug Administration through their Center of Food Safety press office. They didn't even bother to return my calls. And finally, some organic dairy growers here in Colorado weren't able to appear at the last moment either. So we invited a lot of folks. Nobody appeared. So it's going to be me and you, Robert, and our listeners.
We're going to do our best then.
Okay, very good. Well, I did the Google search just like your book and your website suggest, and I found this morning alone 59 million with an M references to milk on the internet, and I didn't get a chance to go through very many of them, but most of them were very positive with the exception of your site. Most of the sites that I've reviewed, and I'll talk about a little bit of that later, suggested that milk is good for my bones, good for my health, it can even help me lose weight. It's the all-American food. What do you have to say about that?
Oh, not only does it help you lose weight, it lowers your blood. I mean, it's logical that milk helps you lose weight. After all, whether you believe in God or Mother Nature or evolution, milk was designed to get infants to lose weight. Since it has lots of hormones, growth hormones, and fat and cholesterol and calories, of course you're going to lose weight if you drink milk. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Certainly. Well, can we go back to the very beginning? Where did milk appear in the human diet? And we can make the distinction, of course, between breast milk. I wouldn't want to discourage anybody from being involved in that. But historically, where did milk from cows and goats and all this come from? Is it part of natural history?
One day I spent some time with Jane Goodall, and I said, Dr. Goodall, in the chimpanzees that you watch, you ever see a grown chimpanzee suck the breast of a female chimpanzee? And she said, certainly not. And I said, did you ever see any mammal do that? She said, of course not. I blame it on the pilgrims, because they came to America. It took them 4 months to sail here. They had 4,000 pounds of butter on the Mayflower, which they had to sell before they got out of port, because they knew they were going to need it to survive the harsh winters. And 3 years after they landed, the first year, 15 of the 18 mothers died because they didn't have that saturated fat to get them through the winter. 3 years later, a ship called the Charity brought the first three dairy cows in a bowl to America. That was the start of it.
So what's the idea? Back then, they knew that milk and this fat that's in milk was necessary to keep them alive. Is that what it was about back then?
Well, they were coming to a place without any food, and they were coming to a place where they were going to be very cold, and they needed something, some nutrition. They churned the butter for 9 months before they sailed. They stored it underground. As a matter of fact, the Wampanoags and the Abenaki Indians, what do you think killed 500,000 Indians on the East Coast? It was the tuberculosis and leukemia and the salmonella and all of the diseases that are passed on in the milk. by the way, we'll talk about some of those diseases today as they affect people in Colorado.
Yeah, and I hope to learn more about that as well. But apparently we accomplished or acquired some kind of immunity to all of this, and apparently we flourished. I say we, those of European descent, which I happen to be one. We flourished under milk and butter and those kinds of things many hundreds, thousands of years ago.
Flourished? What country has the highest rate of breast cancer?
My assumption would be North America, United States.
No, it happens to be Denmark, followed by Norway, Holland, and Sweden. Let's try this again. What country has the highest rate of milk consumption?
It'd be the Scandinavian countries.
It would be. How about heart disease? How about osteoporosis? Denmark, Norway, Holland, and Sweden. Isn't it something that the dairy industry tells you you need milk to have strong bones, and yet the rates of osteoporosis are highest in the nations where they drink the most milk? Where they don't drink milk, they don't get bone disease. Knock, knock. The dairy is the problem.
Okay, Robert Cohen, author of Milk, the Deadly Poison, thank you so much for appearing on Connections.
It's fun. You have great guests, and I really appreciate your audience.
Excellent. All right.
Take care.
I'm Roger Wendell. Big thanks to Ava for her help on the phones this morning. Up next is Meredith with the Morning Sound Alternative. We're going to fade out of here with Dana Lyons, Cows with Guns.
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun.